Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hey, welcome back to Mission Accepted. What is it going to be today? Not only do I have a very cool person, so you guys know that means it's got to do something with music with us today. But look at it. This is the first time that you've landed on Mission Accepted. What the heck? I mean, it looked good. Mission Accepted. What's that all about? Well, if you heard the intro, you know it's about people that say yes, even when they may not have wanted to, right? It's about gumption. It's about having an idea and inspiration. And finally, maybe forcefully, because someone talked you into it, you decided to take the leap and jump into the world of what I call self-funding. As crazy entrepreneurs, no matter where that lands, I don't even think it's so much about saying yes to the mission, because you think that's the big part. Honestly, what the heck are we doing staying here? Is it really as much fun as it looks like? Well, we're going to hear that today. And you guys know that I think you are the best podcast audience because you are active and you share and you help us look good and we help you look good. But honestly, what else are you going to be today? You know that. Well, I think you guys are going to be the grooviest podcast audience by the time you get off the show today. So you get to be groovy. I have a really cool guy that's with us today. And you guys love music as much as I do. I know, because you're jumping all up and down about this They Did It tour. I'm not sure if it's that you like music as much as I do or that you don't have to do the marathon. You're just like, you go, girl, you go. So I'd like to welcome Laval to the show today, to Mission Accepted. And you know what? He's just dropped something pretty cool. And he's going to share with us a bit about his life. You know, I don't know the story of why this great guy got into music. I think that should be an interesting place to start. So Laval, welcome. Meet the Mission Accepted audience, and audience, meet Mr. Laval.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So look, I know that you just dropped an album and you got some good stuff to share about that. But what's your story? What was it about music, or was it music? Was that the first go to, or did it roll in? How did this start for you, my friend?
Well, coming up as a young man on my mom's side, everyone was musically inclined, whether they were playing instruments or singing. And unfortunately, on my dad's side, it was the same thing. Either you were playing you was a musician, or you was a singer, or everybody was heavily into music. So I guess it was just something that was born. I was born with the gift, and I did become a drummer. That was my first love, my first passion. And then, you know, I had some cousins that were singing in the group, and that's when I discovered that I could sing. And so I really love how they used to touch people, and people, the reaction that the people would give with them singing. And I was like, one day I want to do that. So that was something at an early age that, you know, I knew I wanted to do something with music with my life.
Wow. Well, how lucky for us, right? I think it's interesting. Yeah. I think people either come on board. You know, a lot of you guys out there, you know Ocean, because he comes on and does the occasional show. And, you know, when he sat me down at 15 and was like, I want to be an entrepreneur. I mean, it wasn't a surprise, but it's like, are you sure you want to do this ride? Yeah. I think you should go get a job, dude. Might be a little easier. Yeah. But obviously it was for you. So going from drumming to singing, do you now just solely sing, or do you drum as well?
Singing is pretty much full time. That's it. I occasionally still hit the drums to keep the chops up, but singing is what I do primarily. That's everything for me right now.
Wow. So tell us where you're from, and what is it that you're, you know, how long have you been singing? I mean, obviously you've been playing in music for a long time, but what was that decision to take it from, you know, it's in my genes and this is what the family does and this is the groove that I'm in, to I'm going to make a life out of this. I'm going to make a business out of this, because that's a really big different, that's a different mindset, right? Realizing you're in the business of being in music and actually, being in music. So what's that about?
Well, playing drums was everything, for me. But when I started seeing the reaction of people, just being happy and enjoying themselves, I'm a very caring person, if people don't know, and I love to see others happy and smiling. So to know that through singing you could put a smile on someone's face and just to see them happy, that's where the transition for me really took place, where once I tried it and I got the reaction that I did, I was like, wow, I may have that same thing, because I've been in the background so long being a follower. I was watching and learning. So when I did get my chance to actually do it, it was a thing of starting and I never wanted to stop. It was something that made me feel good inside, knowing I put a smile or I've changed somebody's thought process, or somebody came in one way and left a happy person. That really, like, it was everything to me. So the more I was getting that kind of feedback, the more my drive for what I do was just getting stronger and stronger.
Wow. And you said that your cousins were singing. So your first kind of professional play of in music, was it you joined their band or you started your own band, or what was your first like, hey, I'm a professional musician and we're doing this now?
Yeah, it was my cousins. They had a band, and one of the cousins couldn't make rehearsal, so I had the opportunity to step in, but I stepped in playing drums. It wasn't singing. So the cousin that couldn't make it, he actually played drums and sang at the same time. So I kind of got like the full course meal all at once, so, and I was able to handle it. And the cousin that missed rehearsal, he kind of sang in a high key. And so they, what they thought was a joke, they was like, we know he can't sing that high and keep timing with drums at the same time. Unfortunately, I was able to do it because the high note he was doing, it was like natural for me. And so we sang for about 30 or 40 minutes straight, and I never bogged out. I was strong the whole way through, and my cousin was like, we didn't think you was gonna be able to do it, but you really got a nice voice. You might need to, we know you love drums, but you may need to pursue singing because you got something special. And so that was really my start, my cousin giving me that encouragement and giving me that opportunity. So that was, and then and that was something that I watched him do so long, to where I had it in my head, if I had the opportunity, I was going to seize the moment. And so I took the moment and gave my best with it. So this is part of my results of it,
That's a great book if you ever write it one day. Seize the moment, you seize the
Oh,
moment. Seize the
yeah.
moment. That's pretty great. So do you remember your first kind of paying gig? You know what I mean? When you got paid to play?
Yeah, I do. I remember it. We so from doing that, I started my own little band, and we were gigging at this like a blues and jazz district. And so we started our own little thing, and so we kind of went from doing it for gaining fans and stuff. We didn't look at it as money. At the time, we were just a group of guys that did it because the passion and what we enjoyed doing. And after doing it so long, the guys was like, man, you guys, we want to give you guys this amount of money. So it meant a lot. And once we got that first check, it was like, wow, we didn't know we could, because once again, we were doing it for the passion and the love. We wasn't doing it for the money. But when the money came, it just pushed us to a whole nother level. And then it let us know that you can do your dreams and successfully get financially paid doing what you love doing at the same time. So it was a great feeling.
Wow. If you met somebody or you heard of somebody, or if you were to say to somebody that is kind of in that space where, you know, they're playing, but their desire is to really go full time and have this be something that they revenue generate from and they could go, because there's so many, I mean, I know, right? There's so many people that play music that are still working this job or a side gig job or a something job to kind of make it work. What was it for you, or what kind of advice? Is it grabbing a business coach? Is it getting an agent? Is it, you know, asking to get paid? Because lots of musicians don't, you know, there's this thing about asking. Like, what kind of advice would you give somebody out there if they were, you know, really looking to make a go of this and make a life of it, like a, you know, past the hobby stage?
For me, I would say, of course, anything you do in life, being successful, you want to be financially taken care of. But with this particular business, it's really about the passion, the love you have for something. Because what we see on TV and what we see on social media is not reality. So it takes a moment before the money actually come. But if you're doing it because this is your passion and your dream, and this is something that you're really dedicated to, eventually the money will come. My uncle used to tell me all the time, I was a lot younger, he used to say, they can't keep inviting you to dinner without giving you a plate. And I didn't understand that until I got older. And basically what he was telling me, if I keep putting in the work and I keep putting in the dedication, the drive, the consistency, eventually I'll get a plate. You know, meaning I earn my keep, you know, the money will come. So that was kind of my outlook on it. I didn't get into it to be, like I said, paid. I got into it because I love making people happy. And then finding out that you can make some good money. But once again, that don't come overnight. That's a process.
Absolutely. Touche. Touche. So look, I'm excited. Oh my gosh, tell us about the tell us, I'll let you announce the name of this album. Tell us what's special about this album. You know, Little Bird told me that you got a pretty cool song on there. We want people to tune in. We want people to listen. So tell us what happened. What's going on?
Well, I'm really excited. We've dropped my sophomore album. My freshman album was Lavelle, My Journey Continues. And then June 9th, we just dropped Promise to Love. And it's going very well. We do have some nice features on there. We have Raheem Devine, we have Anthony Hamilton. We have Sicardi Cortez. Then we have my good brothers After Seven, and we have a very, very special song hitting radio worldwide July 24th, titled Always. And Always is one of those songs that it takes you back to the Temptation days, to the present time now, where songs had meaning, passion, substance, bridges. It has everything that you used to listen to in music that drove you to music. It has those potentials. So I'm very excited about this song. I feel like it's going to do very well, and it's going to actually help a lot of relationships. It's going to help people in general, just that love music. So I'm excited about it.
Awesome. So where can people like, so you've dropped, so you're live right now with your album, right?
Yes,
So
it's out right now.
where are you playing so people can?
Everywhere on all streaming
Okay.
platforms.
Okay.
No matter where you go, you just type in Lavelle, LeVelle, Promise to Love, and I'll pop up. Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, Amazon. I'm
You got it.
everywhere.
You're everywhere. I gotta ask, Promise to Love, where did that come from?
Well, Promise to Love, me and my road guy, Ricky Taylor, we was riding, and we were talking about love and what I stand for. And he was like, I was like, man, what you think about promise to love? And he was like, well, tell me the meaning of it. And I was like, no matter what we go through, I promise to love. I promise to give the fans all of me. I vow to keep pushing love, because in this day and time, there's so much music out there, but a lot of the music is dark. It's this, it's not that. And I want to get back to a place where we can respect the ladies, where we can help young men be better men. Like I said earlier, a lot of social media and a lot of things that people see, is not really reality. So I just promise to love and vow to give them all of me and share love at the same time.
Ooh, I'm sold. That's no, really. I for some reason I've never really asked anybody that question. I don't know, I just, you get told you do, right? I think you get that. And I was like, ask him about the album, ask him about the cover, and ask him about what that's about. So that's really great. I think it's profound. I also
Thank
think
you
it's
so
brave
much.
to call it out a little bit, right? Social media is not real, and that there are things that we need to be listening to more often that make us better people, right?
That's right. I mean, and at the end of the day, that's what it's about. You know, we have our youth, we have young ladies and young men listening to us. So I think as artists and as people, we can help change our generation. Where we can get back to love, where it's you can let people know it's cool to be loved, it's cool to show love, it's cool to look for love, you know, versus being disrespected, you know, all the other negative things.
Yeah, absolutely. I know it's really changed, right? It's really changed. I was talking about that yesterday to a friend. I was like, no, I'm not gonna date myself, because I don't think manners are a certain culture or a certain time frame in life. I think just respect. I've always said, when my daughter was dating, I would sit her down with her boyfriend, and I'm like, I got two rules. One, I'll keep to another show. This show, I'll tell you, the rule was respect in, respect out.
That's
Respect
it.
in, respect out. You may not be sitting here 20 years later, the teenage sweetheart story. Respect in, respect out. None of this dissing. What's this? What's
Right.
this thing about not calling somebody again? What?
Right.
Like, not it's not working out for me. Okay, what there's just really, it's a different play. And I'm like, I don't think it's a generational thing. I just think it's like, where did that shift happen? Anyways, I really appreciate it. I think that's brave. Okay, so everybody, you can go everywhere and listen to this music. And July, did you say July 12th?
July 24th.
July 24th. So now, where are people going to go to hear this? It's just going to they, can they go to their your site? Is it going to just drop all over the channels? Like, is there some kind of a
Well, the good thing about this, right now, you can actually go and stream, download the song right now. It's out to the world right now. It's just hitting radio worldwide on the 24th of July. So
okay.
if you're listening and you're tuning in, you can go check out Always Lavelle featuring After Seven. You can go check it out right now.
Ooh, that's well, you know what we're going to do after the show. That's great. I was like, ooh, we got to wait. We don't want to wait. All
You can go
right.
listen to it right now.
So, here's interesting. I don't want to ask you what's next, because right now you're in the middle of something pretty cool, and you're obviously doing the distance, right? So you're going to be back to the show. You're going to be telling us what's happening next. You're going to be like, where are you live? I mean, I've been on, we're going to be putting in the show notes your site and all the places to go and see and be able to hear you sing and all that stuff. So I don't want to tell you, ask, where you're going next, unless there's something that you've got that you want to share and kind of drop here. And I'll actually ask you that. Is there anything else that you want to share before I ask you an interesting question?
I just want to sh just share that, you know, go follow me. Go follow me on all platforms. That's just
Yeah.
Lavelle UKC, and stay in tune with what's coming. For me right now, it's really about the fans. So We are in talk of how we could really get out and impact the fans so they put a face with the songs. And because I believe that the more you incorporate your fans and what you're doing, the better off it is. Frankie, I had a one of my mentors, he said, "Lavelle, don't worry about being famous because famous come and goes, but worry about pleasing your fans. Your fans will keep you working for a lifetime." So for me, learning at an early age, get the fans on your side and everything else that happens. So I want the fans to know more of Lavelle, know what kind of guy Lavelle is and what Lavelle stands for. And that's what's very important for us right now.
I love that. I love that. As a human, I love that. And I was gonna say that, right? It's like I was like, with what we've shared today, it's a very humanized approach to but a particular industry that's very that can be very glam based, right? I mean, we talk to singers all the time, and it's nice, we get to have these conversations that are kind of real. And I was sharing with you earlier, Kathy, who was like the first rock and roll chick in the UK and all that kind of stuff. And the conversations are real. And then when people flip to that, hey, I gotta be, and there's musicians like you that just flip to, hey, here I am, right? It's like that humanness, right? And I have great respect for that. So outside of your career and outside of where you're gonna go, because that's obviously destined and we can see where that's gonna happen. And I usually ask a couple of questions to let people in on someone's humanness, but clearly you show up that way anyways. But I think it's really cool when we put things out in the universe, whatever your belief is on that, and you kind of make a claim and make a statement, and then you just let it come back to you whenever, however. And I think you get that. Doesn't necessarily have to be about your career, but there's a lot of listeners. We have a lot of listeners and a lot of viewers, which is why I like to have a podcast where people can see you, because it is seeing who you are. If you're driving, just keep driving. You can watch later. But in your on your bucket list, your bucket list of things to do. I always say, like, I've got like these dream boards and things that I want to accomplish. Let's put something out there that you would like to achieve, see, experience. Could be nothing to do with your career, could be something to do with your career, but is there anything that we can kind of put out there to the void of listeners that you'd like to check off?
I think for me, the biggest thing that I really want to accomplish is really becoming that household artist that people know. I'm as authentic as can be. And when I say things like I promise to love, I want them to know and feel that that's genuine and that's from my heart, that I promise to love. That's everything for me. Standing for what I believe in, and whether that's talking to someone a little longer than usual, or signing a picture, or taking a picture, or just being there for somebody, that's who I am. So, once again, like I said, I believe the financial part of it will come. I just want to see pa people happy along the way.
That's groovy. So we're down to the last question that I ask everybody, and this is going to be interesting for you because it's a question about music. And feel free to say yours, but maybe outside of your music, because that's obviously going to go with you to this private island, because where you go, you follow, right? So I always ask people, and my show is not about necessarily about music, but I think it's just one of the most powerful healing, act vibrations access that we have. So I say to people, if you're on your way to a desert island and it was you and you, and you had this little suitcase, and in this suitcase you had room for one album, what album would you take with you that you could not imagine not listening to for the rest of your days? And just one.
I'm sorry, you say that again.
So you're on your way to a desert island, and it's just you and you're going to desert island, you're not coming back. You've got a suitcase, and in that suitcase, you've got room for one album. You can only take one with you. What album are you taking with you to that desert island? I know. It's a tough one.
That's a really tough one.
I know. It's even tougher when you're in music, right? It's the, you know what?
Right.
It's that, it's the song that you couldn't ever imagine not listening to again.
Probably Frankie Beverly and Maze, We Are One.
All right. All
Yeah.
right. Good choice. Good choice. All right, my friend. It has been a pleasure to have you on Mission Accepted. Thank you so much for sharing who you are and what you do with us today. And look, you groovy listeners out there, if you want to be sitting with Laval sitting, you know what to do. This is not difficult. It's deb@debdrummond.com. So if you want to come onto the show and figure out what that's all about, you know where it is. And you guys know what I'm going to say. How am I not going to say it? Get over to theydiditour.ca. We're doing a huge look at I'm doing the walking, and so you guys need to be doing the talking. Look, we've got a couple of things. We've got a Facebook group that if you know anyone in the music industry, and it's not just about being in the band, it can be owning a record store, it can be whatever it has to do with music, anything, producing, agenting, whatever, go ahead and put yourself on there. It's a free group. Put your show on there, put your songs on there, put your gig on there, start making it. It's a Facebook group that's going to go well beyond this walk in Ireland in 2024. And look, 90% of musicians are scrimping on the rent part. It can be really tough out there. People, you know, get music and take it for free. So let us help you clear your music karma. If you've ever listened to a song and not paid for it, just donate to theydiditour.ca, and we are going to take those funds and we are going to fund Unison that takes care of musicians that need support emotionally and financially. Alicia Keys, she is the music. So it's got these pods all over the world helping women get into the music industry and then some, including what we're going to be doing in Ireland. So I'll just help you clear a little bit of karma. Just go over there. If it is the right time for you, then just go make a donation. If you have any questions about that, you know where to reach us. We just so appreciate you. We appreciate you sharing. We appreciate you being our fans. As Laval said, Laval, thank you so much for being with us today. And you guys, until next week, be healthy and stay groovy. Bye for now.